Welcome to a very special edition of Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends, the mind's eye and the voice of the beholders, the street artists of Los Angeles. Chapter 2, Part 2, continuing my conversation with the one and only Jules Muck, a.k.a. Muck Rock. You can find a majority of her work here in Venice, California, also in New York, New Orleans, Texas, just to name a few, in the great United States of America, and in Europe, and anywhere else she can. Get it? Muck Rock is Muck Rock because she loves her music. She is always painting living artists as well as memorializing them with her own flair and style. Muck is also fearless to take on memorials for families who have lost loved ones and feels it keeps their spirits alive. One of the things we will discuss during this episode. She has also founded Muck Recovery, which is a nonprofit recovery house that holds meetings, promotes sober living, and mental health awareness. She paints every day not to stop the creative flow. We had our conversation outside of Muck Rock HQ, and not to slow the creative process, she continued to work while we were chatting. As a matter of fact, she was mucking up an old school van. Believe you me, if you've been coming to Venice as long as I have, I'm sure you have seen her work on grand walls, small walls, vehicles of the four-wheel nature, two-wheel nature, or any vehicle for that matter, and even stuff that's been put out by the curb. She loves to express her creativity through color, and she does a great job at it, too. Part 1 of Chapter 2, a very special Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends with Jules Muck, tag Muck Rock. So let's enjoy getting mucked. Enjoy. We are hanging out at Muck Rock HQ, and she's creating art as we are chatting. Okay, so now we talk about all of your art. Venice, by the way, is the most mucked place on the planet, as you say.
Yeah.
You have done some very controversial art as well. What was the piece that got you into the most shit? Can I guess which one?
Well, okay, you go ahead.
The Larry Bird one.
That was funny.
Oh, damn, I blew it.
No, that one was good. So Larry, this is that poor guy. Because so he, I guess, was embarrassed by the mural that I did of him covered in tattoos in his hometown of Indianapolis. And from what I heard, someone showed it to him in Fountain Square. I had put tattoos all over him. And so I got a letter from a lawyer. And I didn't even think it was real. Because I get a lot of trolls, you know, like fake problem starters on the internet. And so this supposed lawyer was like, I represent Larry Bird, and you are violating his branding by painting him with tattoos. And I was like, oh, you know, another troll, whatever. Anyway, somehow word got out. I was asking people. I was like, what the hell is this? Do you think this is real? What do you think I should do about this? And anyway, the media caught on to it. The media found out that he didn't like it. And the poor guy, like, it blew up so much more just because the media was like, Larry Bird complains about his portrait. I mean, meanwhile, as soon as I figured out that it was really coming from Larry, regardless of everyone telling me, hey, legally, you don't have to change it, I changed it because, like, I'm not really trying to piss anyone off or especially not hurt anyone's feelings. You know, I had no problem changing it. The damage was already done for Larry. Everybody saw it.
Listen, I'm from Connecticut, and I have no love for up north of Connecticut, which is our friends in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I don't like any of their sports teams. So to me, I was very, very excited when I read that article. I was like, yeah, fuck them.
Well, you know, there's been so many. I couldn't even. I mean, obviously, the bunnies, people get lots of complaints about the bunnies. Lots of complaints about the fact that I've painted the wrong person. Oh, man. There's been so many different people have so many different things to say. But I'm always, you know, I have no intention to hurt anybody. That's not what I'm out here painting for. The bunnies are supposed to be funny. I have a laugh. You know, a lot of people think they're funny. And some people think they're lewd, criminal even.
Yeah, and for those that have never seen them, believe me, I will post a few of those online. And I think it's funny. If it's,
yeah.
Is there something in your mind that you want to create?
Every day I think of a few things that I would like to paint. I should start writing them down, but, you know, I try to paint them as fast as I can. My friend was like, I looked out my apartment, and there was, like, this cute fuzzy ball in the tree. And I was like, that's a really high-end ball, you know, like a fur ball. And then I looked a little closer, and it was a ball of baby rats. And I was like, that seems like a really good image, you know, like this ball with these tails coming out. So, you know, not that that's going to be life-changing or anything. But every time I picture something, I want to paint it. And it drives me crazy, like when I drive around and I see a wall and I'm like, fuck, like that wall is supposed to have whatever, a massive tulip on it with a bumblebee. Like I see it and then I can't do anything about it because, you know, not my wall.
The age of social media, I would think, is a blessing and a curse for artists because you get to share your art. And it keeps a visual log. Because I can imagine you've been doing this for quite a long time. Could you remember all of the places that you have put your artwork?
No, I don't remember the pieces I've done even last year. I mean, I do over 1,000 pieces a year. So, because some days I do 10 pieces in a day. And some days, you know, I paint every day. And every so often I, you know, arrive somewhere and I'm pleasantly surprised by my painting. I love the whole thing where people can send me the picture because if I write my name on it, they'll be like, oh, you know, tag me or whatever. And then I see these murals and sometimes it's, you know, surprising that they're still there. And, you know, it's fun to catch up with how many people they affect.
What is your favorite subject? Besides the bunnies, which we know about.
I really like to do portraits. That's like one of my favorite things. I like to do portraits of people that people recognize. I really think that my special gift here is to paint people right after they die, to do memorials, because I kind of feel like those are my most powerful portraits. I've gotten to do that for a lot of people, not just celebrities. I do it for a lot of local people. There's an alleyway here in Venice where I paint a lot of people that have passed away and some people that are still alive, but mostly at this point it's all memorials. And I do that, like I dip in the alleys. There, even in these alleys there's memorials that I've done. You know, people will come tell me like, well, my son died or my friend died or, you know, I'm really sad. My mom, this is the anniversary of her death and I just don't know what to do. And so we'll go, I'll say, you know, let's go do a portrait. And I swear, I've never seen anyone have a bad response to that. It somehow always helps people.
I would imagine because you're so good at your craft that some of your memorials are dead solid on and you have to stop and look and say, wow, it's a reminder of how these people have influenced your life.
Yeah, no, totally. For me, it's been incredibly healing to see people that I miss and people that I'm burying, like to see them on the wall and to see their eyes sparkle. You know, it's something also kind of awesome in seeing them bigger than life, you know, looming over us on a wall. It's inspiring and it feels like a nice commemorative way to pay respects.
Where can people find your artwork online and how can they get a hold of you if they would like to commission some artwork from you?
Well, you know, I think I'm pretty active on Instagram at Muckrock and I do answer DMs and I also have a website, julesmuck.com, and you can connect to my email from there. I'm about to go out on tour, so I'm looking for things to do. We're heading north first. Nevada, Utah, Montana, and then, you know, depending on what else kind of opens up for me to paint, we'll be around. So sure, hit me up if you have any ideas. Thanks.
Well, I will make sure that we get this out to the folks and we make sure that your tour, you get plenty of stops. And once again, definitely honored to stand here and sit here and watch you work and chat with you. You have been a part of my life for a long period of time and I appreciate you and all of the colors and the work that you brought to my life. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
It's been an honor.
Thanks so much. The honor's all mine.
Thank you very much to the one and only Jules Muck, Muck Rock. Thank you so very much for spending a little time with me because I got to tell you, all the interviews that I have done over the 30 plus years I've been doing this, that right there the interview with Jules Muck, part one and two, are one of my favorite interviews of all time. Because if you've been coming to Venice, California, as much as I have, I'll tell you what, you would think like me, she's a part of my life. I've seen her work for a long, long time and have appreciated all of it. And I appreciate her. So thank you very, very much for hanging with us. Now, if you need to get a hold of her, you want to commission her to do some work, or you want to check out some of her art, you can get a hold of it at julesmuck.com or on Instagram at muckrock. And don't forget about her really cool organization that helps people who seek sobriety and good, strong mental health. Reach out to her at Muck Recovery, and she will take good care of you, man. All right, I'm Stephen Wayne. Thank you so very much for subscribing to this podcast. And thank you very much for just checking it out. If you were just interested in the artist that we had on, maybe we'll do this again. But I'm going to turn things over to Studio Guy. He's going to tell you where you can get a hold of me if you are so interested. And as always, I hope all of you are healthy and safe. From Los Angeles, California, this has been Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends. And until we do this again, peace. Woohoo!
Everything Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends can be found at www.insidewaynemanor.com. Episodes, playlists, contacts, social media, and more. All insidewaynemanor.com. I'm Studio Guy, and you can reach me at studioguy.net because some assholes got the .com.